American Family News. I'm Rusty Pugh. After making landfall in Louisiana yesterday, Tropical Storm Francine continues to hammer the South with heavy wind and rain. Janice Dean with the latest.
45-mile-per-hour sustained wind, so it is a tropical storm. Made landfall yesterday around 5 p.m. Eastern time, and it's just north of New Orleans, the center of circulation. Top wind report over 100 miles per hour. It was a Category 2 storm when it made landfall, and it continues to move northward. We have wind gusts in excess of 28 miles per hour, 30 miles per hour in Slidell. So a big impact for a lot of states as the storm continues to push northward. The power outages, close to 400,000 without power for southeastern Louisiana, including the New Orleans area.
White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby was met with intense criticism Wednesday after he inadvertently emailed a reporter that there is, quote, no use in responding to veteran concerns about the Harris-Biden administration's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. Kirby apparently intended to send his dismissive response to White House staffers, but accidentally hit reply all on an email chain that included the Fox News reporter making the inquiry. Texas Congressman Tony Gonzalez is an Iraq War veteran.
To dismiss something like that in an email as if it's just a few people, clearly they're disconnected. Anyone who served in Afghanistan, it is painful to this day, and it's absolutely wrong. They should not treat the families that way. They should not treat veterans that way. Show a little decency and show a little respect. Yeah.
It's a battleground blitz for both Harris and Trump after their debate on Tuesday. The vice president will rally in North Carolina today while Trump visits Arizona. A new Quinnipiac poll shows Harris leading Trump by 3 points in North Carolina, and a CNN poll has Trump leading by 5 points in Arizona. Pinal County, Arizona Sheriff Mark Lamb says, why would anyone in Arizona vote for Kamala Harris when it is her reign as border czar that has led to the illegal alien crisis in that state?
I don't know how anybody, not just in Arizona, but how would anybody across this country vote for Kamala Harris? I think the two biggest issues continue to be the border and the economy. And they have failed the American people miserably when it comes to both of those issues. The border is out of control. We're seeing more and more Americans becoming victims of crime. We're seeing more and more cities having trouble with this, with not just criminals and people that are committing crimes on Americans, but also the fentanyl poisonings. The list goes on and on. So I don't understand how 50% of Americans can even contemplating voting for Kamala Harris at this point.
A female field hockey team in Massachusetts forfeited its next match because a boy plays on that opposing team. Bronson Woodruff has more.
The Dighton Rehoboth girls field hockey team in Massachusetts has forfeited an upcoming match against Somerset Berkeley because Berkeley's team has a male player. Last year, Dighton Rehoboth had one of its players get her teeth knocked out in a match against Swampscott by an opposing male player when he hit the ball in a line drive toward the goal. Spectators captured it on video. You can hear the player hit the ball, followed by the pop of the ball hitting the Dighton Rehoboth player's teeth. We're told the injured player wound up hospitalized. Tom Joyce is a reporter for the New Boston Post in Massachusetts. He said this incident led to the captains of the team calling for changes to keep them safe.
Earlier this summer, the Dighton Rehoboth School Committee passed a policy 10-0 that allows its school sports teams to opt out of games without any penalty, where they can opt out of playing members of the opposite sex.
Joyce explained that Somerset Berkeley's head coach, Jen Crook, has had two of her sons play girls' field hockey over the years. Joyce explained that in the state of Massachusetts, a court interpretation of the Equal Rights Amendment found that students can play on an opposite sex sport if your school does not offer the sport for your sex. There's no field hockey team for boys there, so the state allows for boys and girls on the same team. I'm Bronson Woodruff.
More news online at afn.net. I'm Rusty Pugh.